taken then to a big marquee, which was would be about a mile behind the line, and there I was given the various shots of anti-tetanus and so forth, and by this time I was utterly exhausted, and I went to sleep. And when I woke up, I was being lifted into a motor vehicle, taken down to Railhead, and from there a train journey down to Etap in the base, which was 40-50 miles away.
Had you had your leg amputated by
this
stage?
No. They tried to save it. I had seven days with my foot in a bath of hot water, trying to get rid of them. And I was taken into the operating theatre and tubes put in to drain it. By this time it was turning septic. Leg was swelling up like a football.
How good were the medical facilities and services?
You just imagine a surgeon perhaps doing 12 amputations a day. The man was tired. He had a butcher's apron on, a waterproof apron, and you were just another case. He didn't even look at you to see who you were. It was all he wanted was just a job. Mm. And these wards there, they were wooden huts.
This was at Etap?
Etap, yeah. Wooden huts, there'd be about 60 patients in there. Nurses, they were overworked, tired. Everybody was tired. Mm. And anyway, they amputated the leg, but they made sure the hasty job, they left bits of the dead bone in the stump, and it was the best part of a 12-month before they found it.
One thing which interests me is what your experiences were when you were first fitted for an artificial limb.
Now, that was at Roehampton. Mm. By this time, my leg had, I'd been through hospitals in Reading, and then a very, very nice hospital in the Pavilion at Brighton, and from there to Queen Mary's Hospital, Roehampton. The first leg I was fitted up with, artificial limb, weighed 14 pounds. It was very, very heavy and very cumbersome. But at any rate, I was very glad to have it.
How did you take to it?
I took to it like duck to water.
I mean, what were the problems of getting it?
Well, first of all, the very first day I had it, I had learned to walk again. I'd forgotten how to walk. You see, I'd been on crutches and the stump used to dangle down, you see. And my brain had to tell this leg to move forward alternately with the other one. But after that,